Hey guys and girls too, I suppose. I thought that I would do a little something different today. Partly because I wanted to, partly because I have nothing to talk about. I wanted to record an audio. But anyway, I'm sure most of you have probably seen the accent tag that floats around on YouTube, where there's a bunch of words and questions. And people read them in whatever, you know, accent they happen to have, or sometimes they try to do different accents or whatever. And answer the questions, so I thought that would be fun to do on here, since some of you are enjoying my drawl, which isn't as drawly now because I'm actually awake because it's the daytime, so it's not as bad or good depending on what you think. But anyway, what I'm going to do is read the words first, how I would say them, and then I'll probably read them again how I've heard people say them here, because, you know, it's kind of a regional thing. Some people say things differently than others, just because. But anyway, alright, the words. Aunt, roof, root, wash, oil, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water. I just was thinking fire, water, Avatar, what's the other one? Earth. Sorry. Sure, data, ruin, crayon, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, spitting image, Alabama, lawyer, mayonnaise, syrup, pajamas, cot, natruminum, and envelope. So that's how I would say all those words. I'm gonna go through them again and say how I've heard people say them. So the first one, I heard people say aunt, like I say, and I also heard people say ain't, like ain't be, from, what is that? The show with the whistling. Most of you probably know who I'm thinking of. Andy Griffith Show. There we go. Roof. I haven't really heard many people say that any differently. I guess people might say rough, but mostly roof. Route is how I would hear some people say it. Wash would probably be the same. Somebody might say wash. Oil would be said oil. I hear that a lot. Theater would be theater. Iron would be iron. Salmon. Salmon? I don't know. caramel. Caramel. I don't think that's really an accent thing. I think that's just a preference, because I've heard lots of people say caramel or caramel. Fire. Fire, I guess. Water. Water. Sure. I'm not really sure about that one. Sure. Sure. I don't know how to say that one differently. Sure. Data. I've heard said data or called data. Ruin. 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 I don't know about that one. Crayon. Crayon. I guess. I don't know. New Orleans. New Orleans or Nolens. Pecan, pecan, both, both, like with an F, again, again, I've heard some people say again, but not in the South, just on TV, probably, probably, spitting image, spitting image, Alabama, 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 lawyer, lawyer, coupon, when I was in college, my friends and I had a joke where we used to call coupons coupons. But other than that, probably is how someone would say. But I've never heard anyone say coupon and be serious. Other than us, mayonnaise, mayonnaise, syrup, syrup, syrup. pajamas. I sometimes call them just to be silly. I can't think of another way to say that. Pajamas, I guess. Caught. Naturally would be naturally, I guess. Aluminum. I've heard people mispronounce this. Aluminum. Or aluminum. Aluminum. Envelope. And now the questions. No, I don't really say questions like that. I'm just being silly. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? I would call it TP. Like the TP the house. I don't know what else you would call dumb and, you know, illegal, I think, is also a thing. But I don't know another name for that. What is the bug that when you touch it, it curls into a ball? I've heard them referred to as roly-polies. I don't really like bugs, so I don't really pick them up and touch them. What is the bubbly carbonated drink called? I call it soda. I've also heard it called pop. Or a lot of times people refer to any kind of thing as like a brand name. Like they will refer to any kind of soda as Coke. When they might mean Sprite. Well, they probably would say Sprite. But they might mean Coke, Pepsi, root beer, whatever. And they just call it Coke. Kind of like with Scotch tape. You know, that's a name brand. But it's the people just call it that. Like that thing that. What do you call gym shoes? I would call them sneakers. I've heard them be called tennis shoes. What would you say to address a group of people? Hey, everybody. Or hey, y'all, I suppose. Depending on what kind of group of people it is. If it's, you know, professional or not. I might just say hey. I'd probably just say hey. Hey and, like, wave to everybody, you know. Like, one big wave. What do you call the kind of spider or spider-like creature that has an oval-shaped body and extremely long legs? I think they're referring to a daddy long legs. I don't know if they have an oval-shaped body because, like I said, I don't like bugs. So I'm not going to get too close to them. But it has really long legs. And that's what people call them down here. What do you call your grandparents? I only knew one of my grandparents. And I called her grandma. So I've heard other people call the grandparents grandma or grandpa, pawpaw, meemaw, nana, pops, all kinds of stuff. I don't know. One of my family members refers to their grandmother as Fifi, or, you know, maybe their name, granny, I suppose. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I call it a cart. Other people call them buggies. What do you call it when rain falls while the sun is shining? This is probably the most country expression you will hear in this whole thing. But I've always heard it called the devil's beating his wife, or said that the devil's beating his wife if it's raining and the sun's shining. I know it's weird. Why would the devil have a wife? You know, I don't know. I don't know what else that's called. I'm sure someone else somewhere has a name for that. But, yeah. And the last question is, what is the thing that you change the TV channel with? I call it a remote. Other people call it a clicker. I don't really like when people call it a clicker, but I've heard people call it a clicker. And so, yeah. That's about it. I look forward to hearing your responses. And if you have any ideas for something you want to hear me say or talk about or ramble, as I tend to do, let me know. And I hope y'all have a great day or night. Bye-bye.